everyone, it's Michelle. This is January 21st, 2020, and this is our last call in the Practical Application Series. So happy to see you here, whether you're here live or listening in the recording. This is going to be a great, great training call. Let's begin as we always do in Shavasana. So you can be in a seated meditation if you're not able to lie down for some reason. If you're driving, please pull over. Please be safe. And if you are able to lie down, that's always the best. Find a spot where you will be undisturbed. If you've got a room where you can close the door, so much better. If you have any papers or stuff in your way, move them out of the way. Have props ready for yourself, a rolled blanket, a bolster, a couch to put your legs up on, whatever you're going to need to be comfortable. Lying on your back, place some support beneath the head and neck. It touches the shoulders but doesn't go beneath them. That way your Shavasana will go deeper. Extend the back of the neck so you can take the hands and really lengthen through the back of the neck so that the chin lowers to be at least level with or perhaps lower than the forehead. That helps the mind to become quiet. Bend the knees, press into the feet, and take the hands to take the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels, release the buttocks to the floor, and then extend one leg out and then the other. You can slide the heel along the floor. So it's just a much more grounded feel and lengthening when we do that. And then release the baby toes to the floor. The rest of the toes follow. Let the legs be a comfortable distance apart. Now for a moment, bend the arms and place the elbows and press them into the ground and really lift and open the heart center. Shoulder blades move into the back. The bottom tips of the shoulder blades move into the back. Again, lift and open. The shoulders are released down away from the ears. Then release the arms down into a low V, palms up position. Soften the fingers, soften the toes. Close the eyes softly if you haven't yet. Feel the groundedness of the body through the touch of the supports beneath you. Be grounded here. Let the whole body release to the earth. Just let go. Let go of your day. Let go of what's come before. Let's let go of whatever's happening after this call. Be here now with this breath, present and focused. Scan the body for any tension. And where you find tension, breathe into that spot and let it go. Just let everything go. Any sounds that you hear around you, any distractions, any thoughts, let everything go. Spots of tension. Shavasana is about being rather than doing, letting go of all that doing that we do the rest of the day. Taking a moment for yourself here with the breath. Feel the breath. Be the breath. As though you're being breathed by the universe. No effort. Simply breath. If you find your mind wandering, as mind will, gently, without judgment, Release that thought as unimportant right now. Let it just fade away and return to the breath. Is there a deeper level of letting go that you can access? Watch the breath. Let it go. Notice how each exhalation is a letting go. Letting go of that breath without angst or worry that the breath next breath will come. The breath teaches us how to let go when we pay attention. And then letting go of Shavasana as easily as you dropped into Shavasana. It's a practice to be able to come in and go out without attachment, without needing it to be one way or another, without clinging, hanging on. Begins just with the thought that soon you will move. Allow the breath to deepen. Bend the knees, give yourself a big hug. You can rock slowly from side to side to massage the lower back. Roll onto the right side, support your head, and wait. Softly open the eyes. And keeping the gaze toward the floor, use your hands to press yourself up to sitting and return to our virtual circle this last time here at Practical Applications. And always camera on, it trains that one-pointed focus. Hi, Teresa, you're first. Trains that one-pointed focus. Hi, Anne. Hi, Barb. Everyone's starting to arrive. All right, let's hear one or two ahas. Every practice of Shavasana when we're paying attention is different from the last one. Every time when we hear the ahas of someone, it allows me to show another level of what we're learning in Shavasana. Way too many things to put into one call or even in one series. There's multiple levels of benefits as we practice. And it starts just from listening. In Practical Applications, we learn to listen to others, and it starts with that listening to ourselves and what's even happening inside us and our breath and our bodies. So who would like to begin? What did you notice? What did you love about Shavasana today, this practice? Who would like to begin? Anne, thank you.
For me, Shavasana was just a straighten out in my mind and my body and my spirit, just all these things that are going on right now in my life and business. And they're not all bad or anything. It's just I have a lot of things coming in and out of today for some reason, and that sort of helped just settle things.
Mm-hmm. Love that word, just settle things. And it's like that metaphor I think we spoke of the other day, like the a pebble in the pond, and it creates all these ripples. And if there's a lake or a pond, when there's ripples, we can't see to the bottom, but there's no clarity. And when we allow that to settle. We just take the time and we don't have to do something. It's just those ripples that were created settle, like the mind settling. Then there's clarity. And when it's a clear pond, you can't see anything when there's ripples. And you can see clear to the bottom when the ripples stop. And then there's clarity about next actions. There's breath. There's spaciousness. I love that, letting things settle. Thank you, Anne. And even the, I love that you mentioned even the good things. We got to let go of those things too. Wow, this is happening. I can't think. Can I just be? Love it. Thank you. Beautiful. One more. Let's hear one more. What did you love about this practice today? Might have been 99 things you didn't love, but one thing. Can we train our focus there over and over again? I love that. I love that. I love that. And training ourselves to notice. And then when we're in a conversation with somebody, well, that's what we'll notice. We'll notice what we love and we'll pull that out and have that grow. Lindsay, thank you.
So I feel like I've been chasing that very first feeling of Shavasana mm-hmm. that I experienced for the first time in Canada. Mm-hmm. And today, I don't even remember exactly what it was that you said, but I'm just like, okay, let that go. Like, you're never going to experience that unless you let go of that, right? Let go of that.
Yes.
Chasing yeah. that. And so... it was at the end, and I'm hopeful that the next one will be even better.
This is beautiful and very wise. I remember it was in 2006, I think, somewhere around there, 2006, 2007, and I was working with one of my spiritual teachers, and I had had just an extraordinary experience like that. It was like something like Shavasana, and it was like, wow, and, you know, lights flash and everything, like, you know, heavens to open. And sometimes, I mean, I'm making light of it, but it's real. Like something new has happened. And after that experience, I'm like, how do I find that again? And what do I do with that? And I was really upset with this teacher at first because she said, oh, we'll just be thankful for the experience and forget it. And I'm like, no, you don't understand what this was. This was really big and everything opened. And she's like, yeah, just forget it. What? It was an early lesson in letting go. Because as long as I was trying to recreate that, I'm not there. I'm in the midst of trying to recreate it. And this has so many applications for our words. Same thing happened to me as a young university teacher many years ago, over 25 years ago. I had a great class. Oh my goodness, the world was humming and singing. And it was, I did my best teaching ever. So I was teaching the same course, different section. I tried to do the same thing, totally flopped. These people hated it. Early lesson in my 20s. Like, oh my goodness. You can't recreate that. Just trying to, you can't step in that same river twice. Can I let that go so I allow this to be its perfect moment? Speaking is just like that. Sales conversations are like that. Meeting a new potential client, networking, it's all like that. As long as I'm trying to recreate that moment because it was the best one, I want this person to say those things that other person said. Can't get there from there. We learn so much in Shavasana. Thank you for that, Lindsay. Love it. All right. I would love to hear a couple of wins before we go into the content for our very last class. A couple of wins. What's been rolling for you? Practical applications, get results with your words. Has something changed when you're meeting people? You're networking. Like I'm seeing you nodding. Great. Has something changed when you're speaking from stage? What's changed when you're writing that copy? And I can see like Dottie's got her hand up and people are nodding and fantastic, right? So just reminding you of some of the places we've been, right? What's changing when you're even writing that marketing plan and those words or that word for the year? We've done so much. So I'd love to hear a couple wins. Dottie, your hand was up first. So just a sentence or two. I'm going to challenge you to keep it focused because I've got so much I want to share with you. So can you cut to the chase and just say the thing? No preamble, no extra, just here's the win, a sentence or two. Dottie, you didn't know I was going to ask that. There's your challenge for you. Go ahead. What's your win? A sentence or two.
Hi, everybody. The win for me was that I, after you all left last week, I got to talk with Michelle for an hour and she privately, and it was fabulous. And what came to me was that this course is about our story is the story, internal stories that we tell ourselves. I kind of lost that. A lot of it's been about the story, to what to write and all of that, but I'm just was really excited to have that and hope that, and I wanted to represent that for everybody in case they had lost it also. Thank you.
Thank you, Dottie. Beautiful. So much in that. And that was after, so we had a fabulous day of the high ticket virtual retreat for those in the year long, an entire, packed day about how to make those sales conversations easy and go find that next, you know, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 client, like the next day, the next week. We've had people in our community do that, people who have not any sales background too, right? Like that I told you about our alumni who's a hairdresser, and she'd worked in a barbershop. The next day she made her first $2,000 sales. So it was a conversation after that very full day. And you're talking about the internal stories. And we don't get a chance to talk about that very much in practical applications. We're going to talk about that toward the end of the call today, because here we're focused on the words. What words are we using? But of course, if we don't know the stories those are attached to, and again, it's like can't do everything in one series, right? Then how do we get there from there? So I'm so glad you pointed to how to all read Anatomy of an Empowering Story, because there we talk more about both the internal and external stories, and how do we take influence to the next level. That's going to be toward the end of this call. So thank you for that. And that private conversation, loved that call with you. For those in the year long, you get access to that recording of our conversation at the end. And there was something else I wanted to say about that. Oh, yes, private conversations. Thank you for the reminder. So very first time we've ever done this. This is super cutting edge that everyone, if you're listening to my voice, you have access to a private call if you're in the year long with Marie. She's studied with me for 9 years. 9 years. You know, she has worked with this material in early years. For many years, she transcribed every single one of the calls. She is so, and she's come to countless events with me. And so if you're in the year long, what is your next step in the year long journey? What do you most want to activate? What's happened for you? It's kind of like a snapshot of where you are and where you want to go. So please book that call, meetingwithmarie.com. Make sure you book that right away. There's a limited number of spots for you. So book it right away, meetingwithmarie.com. I know a number of you have booked already. And then for those in Karen's community, so I got something for all of you, right? You're going to want to talk to Beth. Beth, a number of you have met her at Story Freedom. She is freaking awesome. We've been spending so much time together. I can't even tell you, like hours and days and weeks, I would say, if you add it all up over the last number of months. And she is just an amazing, amazing soul. She has the gift to just see people. And she listens like nobody's business. And she understands not just the words, but the stories. And so in order to consolidate, like what's been your journey been? What are the most important pieces for you from practical applications? Sergio pointed us to the importance of review a couple classes ago. It goes to zero almost, right? We don't review. So to draw together the threads, those in the year long know much more the importance of that consolidation. We did just a brief dive last time. So consolidating what's been happening at practical applications, and then pointing to what's your next best step. And after that call with Beth, there's a call that I've set aside for each and every one of you to help you figure out what the best next step is. So you want to consolidate with Beth first. And I know, again, a number of you booked those calls. Her calendar fills up. Beth has a number of things going on in her own life right now too. So you want to grab those calls with her while there's time on her calendar. And while you still remember what's going on in practical applications, like, what did I learn? I don't remember. You want to book that as soon as possible. And I don't know, there's not that many spots on our calendar for all of you to get in. So please book right away. All right. So thank you for that, Dottie. It reminded me of those, you know, the power of a private call. And so you're all going to want to do that. And it's just meetingwithmarie.com, meetingwithbeth.com. And I love that win about remembering how important the stories are. Thank you. It's foundational. This company's called Story Freedom. And again, I'll say more about that while I'm thinking about stories, so I don't forget. I don't think it's on my page. Just a reminder as well. So all this stemming from what Dottie's win is reminding me of, these some resources for you. We actually didn't even mean to do it. Like, it's like, oh, right, that happened. Okay, we're going to go with it. And we weren't sure if we're going to do it. And we've never done it before. I don't know if we're ever going to do it again. But if you're here and you're listening to my voice, you're part of Practical Applications, you have a ticket to our 3-day live Story Freedom event. And I can't tell you, I mean, people have paid hundreds and thousands of dollars to be there. And all it is a $97 no-show deposit. It's on me. You're coming as my guest. And you get the $97 no-show deposit back at the door. So There's a link in Story Freedom Academy just on the welcome page. Hit the link. You'll get to the page that's just for you. Don't go to the public one because that's not going to be that same link. This is just for you. And I know you guys have already started registering. You've already been inquiring about it, making sure, like, where do we register again? And tell us the news. So it's September 9th, 10th, and 11th. And I've had people come who've paid thousands of dollars to be there. And I remember one, she wasn't sure if she was going to be able to make it. She wasn't sure. And finally she came. She's like, Michelle, I got my money's worth in the first 45 minutes. So please, please book your ticket. Again, head on over to Story Freedom Academy and click on the link. And if you do so, I had said by the end of today's, by the end of today, because this is our last practical applications call, but my team was reminding me that some of you may not have been here live and might not even have known about it till this moment. So we're going to give you till Friday to get the special bonus that comes with this. Is not being offered anywhere else. I just, you know, if you're in the year long, I love and adore you. You guys are amazing. You did like a freaking awesome job. The high ticket virtual retreat, that was our best ever, ever, ever. And we've done spectacular things before. Love and adore you is my gift to you. We've never done that in the community before too, for those who are enrolled now to have that, you know, way out in September. We just not done that. And for Karen's community, Karen is a dear, dear friend of mine. We've been doing this with Karen's group for 2 years now. And I just, you have, you know, played full out, just so excited by bringing these two communities together. And as I say, Karen's a dear friend of mine. So it's a gift for, in honor of her and for all of you. When you register your bonus ticket by this Friday, I'm throwing in something else for you, and you don't even pay anything for it. It's just the whole thing is on me, and then I'm buying you a beautiful journal. And this is made by my dear friend Ciel. You can see her on the Story Freedom page. We went through that page last time, and Ciel came to Story Freedom. She was going to give up making these journals before she was ready to give up. She was going to give up her business before she came to Story Freedom. You'll see her in tears about it on the Story Freedom page. That all changed when she came to Story Freedom. And that weekend was life-changing for her. And these journals, she makes them with such love and attention. You'll get to see her on that page, like I say. And I've been using her journals for years. They have such a beautiful energy to them. And here's the one, for instance, that I kept this. You can use it for whatever you want, but I keep journals all the time. What we write down, I go back to them and go, I didn't know I knew that in 2015. I didn't even know I knew that. So ideas, insights that you get to write in a journal that is so beautifully, lovingly crafted. So I've been using these journals for years and years and years. And this is the one, for instance, that is the journal that I kept in the year that my man died. And I'm like, who was I beforehand? Who was I after that? It was life-changing. And it's like, it's contained in the pages of these journals. So that's my gift to you. That's registered by this Friday, and that's just an extra bonus for you. So please make sure if you, and one of the things about offers too, if you want people to receive your own offers, if you're out there and if you're doing the high ticket virtual retreat, it's offer time, right? Creating offers that truly sell. And we were just talking about that here in practical applications over the last couple calls as well. One of the things about offers is when you receive a good one, say yes. Say yes to good offers, right? You want that yes energy. That's what, you know, we attract who and what we are. And some of you have already done that. I'm speaking to the converted. So fantastic. Some of you have been beating down our doors, and I'm sorry, we're getting the information to you as quickly as we can, but how to register for Story Freedom, and those who are in the year-long, how to register for Mexico as well. We're going to be getting information to you this week and next, so you can get registered for your room for that. All right. So a number of public service announcements stemming out of Dottie's beautiful win in around story. It reminded me about that whole story thing. So how do we register for September? Thanks, Dottie. So for Story Freedom, go over to Story Freedom Academy, the opening page, and I can walk you through that since you're asking here. Let me make sure that I've got the right page. Dashboard. Okay. Yeah. All right. So let me actually walk you through it because you're asking. All right, I wasn't going to do this, but this is for Dottie and for any of you who... So here's what the dashboard looks like. So once you log in, click on the dashboard if it doesn't come up, and then this comes up. You click on Practical Applications, And right on this first page, let's get started. And you scroll down here, reserve your bonus ticket to Story Freedom. Click on that link. And it says right at the top, welcome students and special guests. I don't even mention that you're going to get that journal from CL. But here's CL's story. This is CL over here. And you got to hear her story about the journals that she was going to quit making until she came to Story Freedom. It changed everything for her. So that's how and where you will find that special reserve my space. It's just a $97 no-show deposit. You click here and that $97 comes back to you at the door, right? So hopefully that's helpful to you, Dottie. I walked you through it this time. We didn't do that last time. All right. Thanks for the question. So we were back at wins. All that came from Dottie's win and reminding me about things I wanted to tell you about. Let's hear one more win. What's been working? What's been rolling for you in your networking, in the offers that you're making, in the speaking that you're doing, in the copy that you're writing? We went through the Story Freedom page. Jasmine was asking about how do I do online sales pages. I gave you one example. Mary Kay followed up with a great question. I refer you to the last call. It's like, you know, how do we set it up? Do we set it up differently depending on who the audience is? So, so many things we've been working on. What's rolling for you? What win would you like to share? It might be that you're doing Shavasana every day. I don't know. Who would like to share? Anna Maria, thank you.
Hello, Dr. Michelle.
Hello.
So, for me, it was to really pause and I really speak from a place deep inside of me.
To pause?
Yes. And to really learn to speak from a place inside of me.
It sounds so simple, right? And we think that we're doing it, but often we're not. Often, even with heart-centered people. So to actually pause, and Shavasana teaches us that pause. Speak from the inside, and then watch the results happen. Very different words emerge when we just do that simple act. Thank you, Anna Maria. I love it. And Anna Maria, well, I've got you here too. I saw your registration come through for Story Freedom. So excited to see you. And I just want to ask you just one sentence. What made you decide? Because I'm trusting serendipity. You raised your hand here. There's a reason for that. And I just saw your registration cross my desk not long ago. So what made you decide to take a leap and come and join us? I'm so happy you're going to be there.
Really, that all these courses in practical applications have been touching this place deep inside of me that really wants to come out. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. That was beautiful, succinct. And when we do that, the results come in the business. Practical applications get results with your words. It's all results oriented. But in order to find those results, we have to do the work that taps us into all of who we are in multiple different ways, right? And then we have to marry those with the word techniques that we've learned here throughout this course, right? So thank you, Anna Maria. Beautiful. All right. Anything burning to be said without which we cannot go forward? Another win that you want to share, an aha, anything bubbling up? Just want to clear a space. There's a couple of big smiles. I'm almost like, is that because you're just about on the verge of saying something? Or you're just waiting? It's like you are on the verge of saying something, but you're holding back? That's what I thought. Yeah. And it's, you know, I saw a little bit in a couple of you, but Lindsay, especially you, and that holding back energy, like then there's something pulling energy off in a different direction. So please share it, right? That can be felt when there's something pulling in a different direction. I was waiting longer and it was Lindsay. Looking at all of you, but it was Lindsay that I was looking at mostly. I just saw it. There was something bubbling up.
I was asked on Saturday after meeting an amazing woman what I did for a living. And for the last 2 years, that would have been that I share hope and happiness, which led into my coffee business. And instead, I told her I was a motivational speaker and the email has gone and she's agreed to a $10,000 speech, 1 hour from me for her team.
Lindsay, freaking awesome.
I don't even know where the words came from, honestly. Like, I was like, I got in the car and I said, did that just happen? And then I text Michelle and I didn't even care if she was sleeping because it was kind of late.
And I was was so excited because I happened to be right there on my phone. I texted right back. I was so excited for you. Don't sit on those wins. Shove them from the rooftops to dream enablers. Don't share them with the dream stealers. Everyone here is a dream enabler. You wouldn't be here. So Lindsay, fantastic. And I love that. I don't even know where the words came from. And that starts to happen as we do this work, and it works synergistically together. You and I have been working together closely in the year long as well, and in a deep dive way. So super excited for you. This is world changing for you. Thank you. Freaking awesome. All right.
I've got work to do in Mexico now. I have a speech to give.
Yes, it's going to be super fun. Super fun. Look for a survey that, you know, if you, look for a survey in your inbox. It'll be there soon. It'll give us a jump start, by the way. All right. So anything else bubbling up? That's that sensitivity to energy. I felt it pulling over in that direction. And you need to be able to have that sensitivity when you're speaking to an audience, too. You've got to pause first. Wait till everybody's with you. Find out if there's something pulling in a different direction. These are all things that we learn from doing Shavasana and multiple other things that we've been learning here. All right. Really awesome. So just a really quick, let me see, to talk about that and that and that. Yes. Okay. Just a really quick review. We are not going to be able to review 6 calls. Plus there was a bonus call at the beginning, 7 calls worth of material in 2 minutes. It cannot be done. I refer you to other calls, and I know many of you have been catching up with the calls and ones that you've missed. Some of you have been going back to calls. Some of you have been like, I'm going to listen to the whole series again. Fantastic. But just a reminder, the words hopefully will trigger, but hopefully you were there or you'll be going back to it. Some of the things we've been learning here at Practical Applications to start close in and move from there to far away. And by the way, close in doesn't just mean, it's not necessarily going to mean just the people that I know. All right. I want to expand our, because some people are saying, well, that's only people I know. No, close in means you're talking to a real live person versus doing a Facebook ad. Facebook ad far away. I'm trying to talk to somebody I can't even see that I don't even know. And there's a bunch of them. I start wherever I can, the closest in that I can. I'm going to start with a real live human being and start in the kind of low-tech, close-in way, and that's going to change all of our words all the way down the line. So I'm not going to do that with each one of them, but I wanted to make sure you all understood that one. We've been working with that for weeks. From close in to far away, the 4 principles of persuasion, that acronym REAL. Remember, why is it that Dana walked across the room? Relationship, empathy, add word skill, love the genre, each one of those so important. Networking personalities to emulate and those to avoid. And again, these are all practices. It's not something that like once and done. You can go back every week and it's like today, this week, I'm going to look for this networking personality. And that training will go deeper and deeper each time you do that. 7 principles of networking magic and networking do's and don'ts. And even people who teach networking, I've watched them make mistakes that are on the don't list. And they're not, I know people who, I remember one woman in particular, she teaches networking, but her business actually isn't going very well. And she was making the mistakes that are in that one list for you. Don't underestimate the gold on every single piece that we've done. She taught it, but was making classic mistakes. And they're right there for you. 10 keys to great speaking. How can you actually speak in front of an audience where you can't even where you can't even sell anything? You can make $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 and more. Following those 10 keys to great speaking and those 2 other, resources that I gave you, the story speaker, my storyboard, how the talk actually works, and then speaker kit, the speaker one sheet, really important to have as a speaker, and you can model those and you can see how I decorate the door and then what's inside the party. And we talked about what the difference is between those two as well. There's the 3 and 7 minute talks that you can model. I don't suggest that you start with such a short talk, but we were watching the audience and purpose and how that was different in those 2 talks. Those are highly, highly crafted talks. I spent a summer putting them together. I've done 3 minute talks with no preparation whatsoever. I've done 2 hour talks with no preparation whatsoever. And those 2 are very highly crafted, so you can watch how they're put together. 5 powerful words to make sales easy. Do you remember what they were? So yes, go ahead, Anne. But I heard you got it, but we couldn't hear you. You were muted, but I saw you. I was lip reading there. How can I help you? And it seems so simple, but we can easily accidentally get it wrong by like, oh man, I got to go network and sell myself. even heart-centered people, we miss it at a very subtle level. And so, and sometimes I say it's 8 words. How do you think I can help you? Because it's what's inside that person. And we need to know more about that. That goes beyond the scope of this course. We have to understand more about story, like Dottie was pointing us to. Again, that's why Story Freedom. That's the name of the event in September, Story Freedom. Access the power of story to create the business you love. So, but those words, how can I help you? Extremely powerful. We talked about the difference between a connection call and a strategy session, and how to use those different kinds of calls in your business. We talked about it very briefly, but really important piece. We talked about the difference between features and benefits. Tons of ahas across the room as we talked about that. It's like, oh my goodness, I've been offering features all the time. Nobody cares. We care because we worked so hard on them. Nobody cares. Like 90% of the time that we talk to people, it's got to be focused on the features. What's the transformation that we offer? Inside the party versus decorate the door language, like the speaker sheet and the storyboard. We have to use different language to describe to ourselves what's the transformation, and then the words we use to talk to others. We talked about some other things, like the power of, a lot of you notice, the power of repetition and consolidation. Remember Sergio's graph. We don't repeat and we remember next to nothing. So then how can we even use it? Which is why I'm giving you like the, here's the, you know, some, just a couple of places we've been to in this 7-week series. Let me see, and retention can go to like 85% when we review. And I told you about peak potentials. When I was a student there, they would tape up papers all around the room, and we had to go back and go, what was that thing again? Every morning we would review with a partner. Every morning we'd forget something but re-remember it. So the importance of review. How to write a sales page, went through that in detail. That's usually in this call, but we did it last time instead in response to Jasmine's great question. And there are different kinds of sales pages, offer pages you can put out there, but they all have characteristics like we talked about last time, like enrolling questions, just like when we speak. Those genres have similarities, speaking and online. An enrolling question. To do that, you need to be able to get inside the minds of your ideal clients, right? And to do that, you want to be in lots of conversations with them and listening like we do right from networking. So we can hear what matters to them. Enrolling questions, bullet points that are focused on the feature, on the features, on the transformation, the benefits. Sorry, not the features, but the benefits. The bullet points out like what's going to happen to them. And you can even see my speaker one sheet has those similar kinds of bullets. You can look at those and model those, right? That was a talk. Sales page, different bullets, but similar idea. Add some testimonials, a clear call to action. What is it that you want them to do? So we went through those detailing the Story Freedom page, but I just want to run by some of those in case you missed the highlights of them, just so you've got a summary of what a sales page needs. Ideal clients, one way to find them, who pays you the most? They love working with you, you love working with them. Find out where that intersection is and go find more of them. We talked about where to find those ideal clients, how to find them. They're right underneath your nose, and we brainstorm like at least 10 different, 12 different places to find them where we might not have been looking before. We talked about how to create a marketing plan for a year and creating the word for your word for the year and the transformation that happens when we do so and so much more. So here's a brief rundown of just some of the places we've been. And sometimes we cover things quite casually, so you might not notice how much we're learning as we're doing this. But I just wanted to hit just a few of the highlights, the places we've been. I also wanted to remind you about some of the resources from Practical Applications. So the recordings of the calls are in the Practical Applications forum in Story Freedom Academy. I was just showing you, you know, what that looks like. Make sure that you're over there and grabbing those calls. Going to the consolidation calls with Beth and Marie, I already mentioned that. Story Freedom, that's a huge resource for you. A lot of 3-day events, there's like 20 speakers. It's me training and interacting with you for 3 solid days. So it's like another resource there for you. Please make sure you you grab your seat. And again, the universe loves speed. Just check, you know, make sure that you're, you know, daughter's wedding isn't on that day. If it is, I'm sorry, right? Or your sister's wedding. And just book it. It's in the Canadian Rockies. A lot of people want to come just to be in the Canadian Rockies. It's a destination for a lot of people. Take this time to come and be with amazing, just to be in the community of the people who are going to be there. You're not going to want to miss it. This is a room full of dream enablers. I mentioned Mexico for those in the year long, more information to come. Embodied words, be heard by those you're meant to serve. Some of you were on that call. It was just a training call. It was accessible to others. If you weren't on the call, either that's already posted, or if it's not posted, somebody just text me 403-968-3717. If you think that it's not there, text me and I'll make sure that it, or email amy@michellegunderson.com, or even better. So we'll get that that call recording posted for you. It was a deep dive training call. So we also got how to respond to a manuscript. That was a couple of you were asking for that. So we posted that resource for you under today's call. And this was a document that I created years ago. It was written with writers in mind. So notice the tone of it. Early on when I left the university, I was working with writers, but man, I was reading it again. I hadn't reread it in a long time, with entrepreneurs in mind. And we do this kind of work of working with the words very specifically in Mexico. But as you read it over, it will tell you exactly how to respond and receive response from others in ways that's not damaging. A lot of people go like, what do you think of my webpage? Oh, it's okay. That alone can crush us. If you understand what I'm saying, raise your hand. If somebody said, well, it's all right. Yeah, like somewhere along the line, we've often been hurt in and around words. And receiving or giving response in the wrong way can be crushing and can do untold damage. This document will help you do that. I suggest for those in the year long, get in touch with me about it too, because there's, you know, beyond the borders of this call, because there's more nuance than I could put in a few pages, but those few pages will make a world of difference. I was doing this with people. I didn't have it written anywhere. And one of my then students, it was an early member of our year long, she was the second one who enrolled. She said, like, will you please write this down for us, Michelle? So, because this is amazing and it's life-changing. So just that one resource has changed lives. And that's over there underneath today's call. All right. I know I'm going rapid fire here. It's our last call and still some training that I want to do with you. And I wanted to just to remind you where we've been. Anything bursting to be said, and also you'll have this recording. It's a nice summary. You can go back to it. All right. So if you didn't catch everything here, don't take a breath. It's okay. Don't worry. Just a kind of reminder of where some places we've been. Anything bursting to be said without which we can't go forward. I miss that. What did you say, Michelle? Or, oh, I got to say this in response to that. Because we want to create a space for more to enter in. Okay. So where I wanted to go to, and questions open up space. So I want, there are two beautiful questions posted. So I wanted to dive into the couple questions we had posted for today. And then we'll go on to finish off last week's training and then do some more deep dive training about other places we're using our words and how do we take our influence to the next level. That's the matter for today's call. So Anna Maria writes, let me see. Actually, I'm just going to read it. Hi, Michelle. My question is about how to get my inner story clear on what I have to offer, both for my website and for creating online courses and content that can be leveraged. First, I got to say, first step, Anna Maria, come to Story Freedom, and you're coming, because we don't have so much time to talk about story in this. This is about the words. But we need to form the words into stories. We need to understand how that happens, and we need to know the stories inside our heads and inside the client's heads and our team's head. And again, we can't do everything all at once. So that's the very best step that I would suggest. So glad you're coming. So, but I want to give you something today too, like how can you get started right away? So my situation is that I have lots of in-person clients who I can easily attract and connect with, and they love what I do. My challenge is I have too much interest and I can't help everyone in person. I'm really struggling to figure out what to focus on when starting to create something online, and how to get my inner story and offer clear to really represent me. I'm great at working one-on-one with people, but I'm unsure how to apply that to bigger audiences. So sometimes the answer to a question is directly in answering the question, and it's not that I'm trying to escape the question or work around it. Sometimes I want to ask a question about the question and answer the question that's between the lines, right? And in this case, I want to answer the question that's kind of between the lines. And it's like, my challenge is I have too much interest and I can't help everyone in person. I have too much demand for my services. That rings something for me. Because then, okay, well, I want to go to online and now show me how to do that. And I'm hearing the overwhelm behind all that. Am I right? Like, I got to do this and I got to figure out my story and I've got too many people coming. Can you hear the overwhelm? Anne is nodding deeply. That question says overwhelm. All this, I'm trying to answer all this at once. And it's a great question. I love the question. So if there's so much interest and I don't have time to meet everyone in person, I just want, and this is for Anna Maria and it's for all of you, because I suspect the answer is for 99.9% of you, and for, you know, for all of us, this is going to be true. Are you undervaluing your own work? Are you undervaluing your own work? I see some of you nodding, some of you going, what? And some of you going, oh, right. All these people are coming at me. I don't have time to serve them. What are you charging for the work that you do? And my bet is very quickly, and those are the high ticket virtual retreat, you're gonna have tons of support in around how we do this coming up right away. We're in the midst of the game. But for here, let me give you this brief answer. I would say that what's probably in order is a doubling or tripling or quadrupling of your fees. Anna Maria, do you know that you're undercharging for what you're doing? Do you think maybe you are?
I do feel that I do undervalue and undercharge my clients for the time that I also spend with them.
It's not what the question was asking, but it's the most important answer. So here's the thing. But then I want to take that and I'm really overwhelmed over here, but now I want to go online. What energy am I going to be taking to over there online? And how's it going to work for me? And this is why the story is so important. Again, I'm so glad you're coming to Story Freedom. We can't do everything at once. And here it's about practical applications, get results with your words. How do we turn those words into the stories? And how do we even find out the stories that we're living that we don't even know we're living? How do we find out the stories that are inside of us? And then how do we find out the stories that are inside our clients' heads? Because it might be, well, yeah, there might be all kinds of things that go, yeah, but I can't charge that much, not in my area, and the people I'm working with and all these things, and then they're not your ideal clients. And yeah, but you don't understand because of, you know, all this is you know, story to investigate. So that's the first place I'd be looking. I wouldn't even be looking to, if I'm overwhelmed here with what I'm doing, that's probably going to happen as soon as I go online. I can have the best techniques and structures. This answer may save you 6 months of work. Fix it over here first. For those who are in the year long, we did a deep dive in the high ticket virtual retreat. All of that is relevant to this, like every single thing that we learned there, all right? And what we'll be doing on the booster call on Thursday. For those in Karen's community and for Anna Maria in particular, what would it take for you to find more ideal clients? It might be the very people in front of you. I remember years ago, as my prices started to rise, as I was starting to understand what the value was, and how can I undervalue what I'm doing and not value my own work and then ask somebody else to value what it is they're doing? We all want our clients to find their own value, am I right? But I'm going to not find my own value, but I'm going to help them find their value. I can't undercharge and radically undercharge for what I'm doing. I need to be valuing my own stuff or I'm not helping as effectively as I might. And when I started, I remember one raise in prices like 10 years ago and I was so frightened. And it was an early client. She worked with me for 2 years. And as I started to, you know, raise price, she was like, I was wondering when you were going to do that. You were so undercharging. Finally, we get so scared. So I would say the core of the issue is there before you even think about those other things. And again, if you're for those who are in the year long, activate those, you know, 21 points of how we that high ticket blueprint. How do we actually make those sales really, really easily, right? And for those who are here, tap into those 7 keys that I gave you last time. Start there and start with that inner world story and get on a call with somebody in this community. Like, how can I make this transformation? Again, beyond the scope of what we can do today for this question, but I would start there. And then translating over to online. Just start there, start having those clients that you're working with, because that's going to also, and then start leveraging your time. If you're working privately, you can start to leverage it. You have 2 private clients, give them 1 day together. or 1 hour together, or whatever it is, and you can start working more one-to-many. And you might go, that's not possible in my field. I promise you it is. It's possible in every field. Even I remember talking to a friend, and it's like somebody who reads people's palms. You can't read people's palms and do it in a group. Even that person did it, okay? So it is possible. And so first, charge what you're worth. Next, start to leverage your time. Next, go over there on online. Sergio, it's just an answer to your question. It's the same length as other calls. Okay, so Anna Maria, hopefully that gives you some places to go to. That's the first places that I would look at, and that's the first story. It's like, you know, how can I start to charge the true value? And that I would be meditating on and acting on, and that's what's going to get you the results over there in the online. Start close. And that's a different version of start close. It's not how we usually use the words. I want to start over here. Otherwise, I'm going to bring that unhappiness over there, or that overwhelm over there. Anne is nodding. I know you're hearing it over there. And it's just going to create more of the same. Anna Maria, is there something there that can help you? Hope you heard.
I was just thinking there's someone else also who asked the question.
I'm sorry, Anna, we're not able to hear you.
I had the same problem, but I wasn't sure that I asked the question.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, I'm just going to mute your line. We can't really hear you. So, maybe you can post it in the chat. Somebody alert me to it if it's posted in the chat. And Michelle, you go ahead.
Either we asked exactly the same question or that's the question I asked, but it doesn't matter.
I have it listed as Anna Maria.
Yeah, I was trying to say
that. Oh, that's why, no wonder you're looking at me with, you know. That's hilarious. Okay. So everything that I said for Anna Maria, therefore, is for you, Michelle. And I'm still really glad that you're coming to Story Freedom, Anna Maria and Michelle. I hope you're coming too, because like everything that I said, you know, applies. So no wonder you were looking confused. I'm like, that's why I even said, like, you're looking confused. It looked like that didn't answer your question. No wonder. Thank you for clearing that up. Michelle, I don't know why it says Anna Maria. I must have missed the line. Maybe Anna Maria asked the last question and I looked too quickly. So Michelle, did that address your question?
Yes, and I'll have to dive into it more in other places. So
yeah, that's where I would point you to for sure. And like I say, I sure hope you're coming to Story Freedom. That's where the deeper dive answer about those stories can is going to happen, right? So, but those are the places I'd be looking. Okay, Steve asked a question as well. I want to get to Steve's question, and I'm going to read the whole question as well because there's so much. You could tell that Steve's been doing his homework and being out there on the court and doing it, but this is a really, really great question, right? So, and there's answers to things that ought to be, that are good actions in the question itself. He says, I finally got a chance to listen to the end of the session on speaking. Great thing to do. If you've missed calls, like go back. There's a richness there. You'll hear different things too if you go back to those calls that we did before. And an important piece of this is, what action do you want the audience to take? Steve, when you're listening to this, thank you for hearing that. We cover so much that what's your call to action? It's one of, you know, it's really important. It's one of those 10 keys to great speaking. I have a couple of options. I could simply offer them my free gift. Alternately, I have a quick quiz, less than 5 minutes. At the end of the quiz, which helps them evaluate their own productivity. They get my same free gift. So I could send them to the quiz and then the gift, or I could send them to the gift. I get their contact info and also get a score which indicates how committed they are to improving their productivity. All this is gold. What he's doing, these are great things to do. Model that. So I could have them do the quiz during the talk if there's time, and have the action that they come talk to me and schedule a session. But I really only want to spend serious time with those who are committed to change. What's your recommendation? I read the whole question because all these things, what he's doing, these are good things to do. Right? You want one clear action. And yes, Steve, you can have them, if it's short enough, you can have them do the quiz right during the talk if you have time. And and how much time is enough time? That it depends on, are they your ideal audience? How well do you know them? Ask me follow-up questions about, you know, whether it's right for this particular audience, Steve, on other calls, okay? But you could do it right during the talk. And then your very first aim is to get them on your list. you want to start a discussion with them, because you can only do so much in just a short 5-minute talk, even an hour long talk, whatever it is. So start a list is just a way that you continue a relationship, you start and continue a relationship, and you get to send them more and serve them more and get a dialogue going. So the quiz will get them onto your list. Your free gift will get them onto your list. I would, if you can do the quiz during, great. It's fun. It's interactive. And then you've got that ongoing connection with them. It's hard. I want you only, all of you only to do one call to action. I often have two, but I've been doing this for a long, long time. And it's tricky to do that often, then both fail. But Steve, if you're doing the quiz during the talk, then it's not a call to action. It's just something you're doing during the talk. And at the end, you can say, come talk to me. And the strategy session, one thing you can do, if you want to make sure you're only talking to people who are committed to change, that happens in, sort of filter people in terms of the marketing that comes before, in terms of the things that you ask them to do before the strategy session, in terms of how long you spend with them in the strategy session. One way to do it, there's multiple different ways. I've done it different ways and they all work. Sometimes I've offered just laser coaching sessions. Those are 10-minute sessions. And in those 10 minutes, you just give and give and give. And all you want is for the right people to take them then from there to a strategy session, where then you can see what their best next step is. So you can have that intermediary phase, because in that 10 minutes, it takes a lot of energy to do 10 minutes back to back to back to back. I would leave them at 15-minute intervals. But that way you serve and support that person. I've had people go away from laser coaching sessions going, oh my goodness. And I've done like hundreds of these at the largest entrepreneurial event in the country of its kind for women, or in the on the continent, the eWomen Conference in Dallas. I've done them on the Rise team for the last 3 years. 10-minute sessions, just help people, and people are thrilled. They love it. It's a great way to create know, like, and trust, and they will send other people to you. I've done a 10-minute session with people, and the next day another person came back with 10 friends. Or not, 5 friends. Sorry, 5 friends. Right? Was it 5 friends in all? I think she sent me 5 people the next day. And I'm like, here, you got to book with Michelle. I'm just book with Michelle, right? So you can book a 10-minute session, because that can be an intermediary. You can have the quiz tell, I think his quiz tells him, you know, how ready they are. But I would also be cautious about that, because sometimes it's like, well, are people ready to invest, for instance? Somebody who's a multi-millionaire and they go, well, you know, I don't have any money right now. Somebody, I've had people work 2 jobs and more to be able to do the work together. And they've found it, they've borrowed it, they've figured out a way. So sometimes people go, well, I'll only take people who make this much money. You know, you don't know. That's not the way to know. And you can have somebody else. It was for you, Steve, I wouldn't recommend that. You could try the 10-minute sessions. You could have the screening be in how they prepare for the sessions. You can let them know that they're applying for that strategy session. And then you're going to take, if you've got a lot of applications coming in, then you have them apply. There might be 100 applications and you're going to only take 50 of them or 10 or whatever it is. So you can know that they apply. And you can have qualifications. Only apply for this because these spots are limited. You know, are you ready to take action? Are you ready? Go back to the call for embodied words. And I go through our qualifications. You'll hear it toward the end of the embodied words call. You know, are you ready to take action? Do you really have a goal that you want to meet? Are you ready for a change, a leap in your life, that kind of thing? All right. So, those are my answers. Steve's not here in person, so hopefully, Steve, that helped you out. And because we're working in a longer journey, feel free to ask a follow-up question in calls coming up. And for all of you, you can either ask Marie or you can ask Beth. So there's still another follow-up place after this call. All right. Okay. One aha from one person. So I know that something in that, know that it's for you. Not does this apply, but how does this apply to me? That question from Michelle. Sorry, Anna Maria, Michelle. That question, a great question from Michelle, and that great question from Steve. That was for you. What's your one aha for you? I'd like to hear from one of you. So I know you're tracking. Anne, go ahead.
From Michelle's question, that's part of what's racing in my mind. I need to be out in the barn doing horse training and all this. And then on the other hand, am I supposed to be working on an online course And it's just all, it just gets me where I don't know what to do. I'm not, mm-hmm. and I, mm-hmm. and raising my prices, I did that. Mm-hmm. Maybe not enough, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I think my aha moment was settle down and don't get overwhelmed by all this that we're learning. Because mm-hmm. like anything, when you learn, there's that overwhelming time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and yes. And so here's the thing I said, thank you. So here's the thing I suggest. One conversation with one person who can leap in with you tomorrow, today. Start there. And we said, raise my prices, but not enough. I will tell you that early on, I was getting not the right client. And it was like, wow, I have to pay for that too. And I was really undervaluing my service and I got complaints from her. I was like, well, that's okay, but right. And one day I was driving to a one day event that I was teaching. And I'm just like, I'm just done. So I drove to that event and on the drive, I decided to increase my prices fivefold. On the drive, I increased my prices fivefold. And people registered on the spot and they said, how are you doing this so cheaply? I can't believe it. And they were completely different clients. I've raised them, but not enough. Maybe it's still the issue. Are you valuing your services? Are you talking to the right people? Do you have your ideal clients in front of you? So thank you, Anne. Love it. And that's a perfect segue then into our next place. And I know there's a lot of content today and a lot we've done in the course itself. If you take any one of these pieces and implement it, it's life-changing for your company. All right. So don't think you have to implement everything all at once. One piece will change everything. I want you to write down in front of you your one aha from, it could be where some of the places we've been. Oh, right. I just got to remember that acronym REAL. Or, right, I could have people apply for my strategy sessions, for instance, or whatever your aha is. I want you to jot it down and one action you'll take to follow up on something that we've done so far. All right. So just take 1 minute to do that right now. We just want to empty out the room a little bit because I got so much more I want to share with you. One aha and one action you're going to take, and then more to come. All right. Do you have something down on your page? Good to go? All right. For how many, because I know that we're going through so much today, I wanted to kind of consolidate and then take the next steps. And this is our last call. How many people, it's like, Michelle, you're going way too fast. I can't hear anything you're saying. Raise your hand. I just want to make sure that I'm teaching, nobody's hearing, it doesn't work. All right. Okay, great. How many is like, wow, it's reminding me of a lot of stuff we're doing and I'm ready. Good to go for the next step. Raise your hand. Yeah, this is checking in with your audience. Yeah, okay, that's most of the hands up. Okay, fantastic. And others are nodding. All right, let's hear one aha and one action so that I know that you're actually taking this and can implement. Just one sentence or two, who would like to share? Let's tie a little bow about what we've done. This is review and consolidation, so we'll have space for the next piece. Who would like to share one aha, one action really quickly? Mary Kay, thank you. Gives everyone a chance to breathe for a moment too. And there's space for the next step. Don't forget to unmute.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. the talk that I gave last year to the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants, I missed out on a lot of leveraging on that. And I didn't record it. And there were so many people that asked me, they wanted the recording. They didn't get to hear it. And I think I can still do something about it. I can put it out there again. I can record
Fantastic.
It. Let people know about it.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, Mary Kay. And then one of the things I want to add about that that follows up from Mary Kay's comment is you don't need to do everything all at once. Again, that's why we've been going from close into far away and step by step through things. And also, if it's your first time speaking, and this is not Mary Kay's first rodeo, right? It's not her first time around, and it's not Steve's either. But if this is your first time around, don't try to like, wait, where's my free gift? And what do I do with the quiz? And get in front of a couple people, like Michelle, like get in front of a couple people. It could be your parents, right? Get in front of a couple of them. Then the next audience. Here's somebody who does something with horses. I'm going to put them in front of me. Here's somebody I'm going to buy pizza for and run through my talk with. And I'm just going to have one call to action. Hey, do you want to chat with me after this about what might be your best next step? It can be that simple. And that's another answer to Michelle's question. We get so bogged down with all this stuff, and Practical Applications is designed to keep it, and the whole year long is designed to keep it simple. Oh, I can just get on the phone, call somebody, and grow my business when I have the right story inside me that allows me to do that. All right. So thank you for that, Mary Kay. Beautiful. All right. So sales, ideal client, we're going to finish those up just in a few minutes here, and then taking our influence to the next level, some other places where we want to use our words. So I'm just looking at the chat here for a second. There's a whole bunch of chat going on. I don't always see the chat, so I'm going to let that go and keep going here, all right? So a couple things that I want to say about your ideal client. We don't talk about ideal client until toward the end, because I want you on the court, talking to real people, not worrying about the theory of it, just go and talk to people. And people will tell you what your best work is. They will tell you by their eyes rolling or them, you know, wandering away, or when they're engaged and paying attention. So you pay attention to your audience, just like I'm asking. That doesn't stop. I was asking you guys, are you still with me, right? That will tell you about more and more about what it is that you're offering. You're asking them. I think every day I'm asking for your ahas. It's telling me what you're learning. So that never, ever stops, right? So we want to learn a little bit about who that ideal client is. Now we're ready. We've been chatting with people. How do we find more ideal clients? And for Michelle, it might be, man, I am probably seriously undercharging. Probably most people here are, for whatever it is that we do, or we're thinking that I'm just offering this product and it's only worth this much, but I'm actually offering a service, and all of that comes with something so much higher, all right? So who's that ideal client? I mentioned one way to find them. Who's paying you the most right now? Who do you love working with? Who loves working with you? Those are not always the same people. But when they have all those three characteristics, go find more of them. Find out where they hang out. Find out what their hobbies are. Find out, know them the way J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter. Right? Not at the surface level, but understand who that person is at the deepest level, and that entails story, thus story freedom, right? So the event story freedom. All right, so you want to know them like J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter. What are they not telling people that they, what's their secret desire that they're not telling people? The more you talk to people and listen to what's underneath the word, you get to hear from them. What are they probably stashing away in their bottom drawer that they're not telling people about? What are the dreams that they haven't been telling people? Like, you gotta know them the way, if you've read Harry Potter, you know about him. You could say things about him. You wanna know your ideal client that well, and start with real people in front of you. It might be somebody you've helped for free, if you're not even charging yet for that that service or the next level service. And then think about their characteristics and what would they say? What would they say? Ask them about what this is doing for them, and capture all those words, because you want to speak in your client's language. You want to know as well where they are along the path. So a little bit more about your ideal client. Let's say I want to help people who are alcoholics recover. Well, it's not, let's say somebody was doing that. Well, I don't want to work with every single alcoholic. I don't want to work with the ones who are, you know, beating on people and still, you know, they're in the street or whatever it is. It's not everybody that I want to work with. So, well, and then who is it that I want to work with? And if I think they've got to live in a certain area, well, why? What does that area do? Well, people who are urban really like whatever, you know, they like to drink lattes, or I don't want to work with people. I want people who understand the country because, and the thing that you say after because, that those are all characteristics of your ideal client. And again, think Harry Potter. Harry Potter likes, you know, going to what is it, that everyday, the beans place or whatever. You know, we know that about him, that store that has all the fun stuff or whatever. We know that about him. And Hagrid likes to hang out in the country. So who is that person? What are they like? And Hagrid likes animals and, you know, so what are they like? Where are they along the path? Maybe I don't want to catch them when they're still in the midst of their heavy drinking and they're still harming people in their lives and they're doing all that. Maybe I want to catch them later on when they've already been dry for a year, but they're finding it hard to figure out what the next step is after all those years of, you know, so translate to your own area because the language is different. And the copy that you write is going to be different and how you speak to people is going to be different. You know, I want to help people. Let me see. Let me give you an example of how we've changed the languaging in this company. And I still will do it sometimes, but sometimes I tell people, I've told people, you know, about one of my clients and she was working with, she was in such a hard place when we met that she was worried, and this is true, that her company was going to go bankrupt. And not long after that, it was a few months later, she was having successive six-figure months. So how does one go from there to there? I don't use those words as often anymore because that she was worried she was going to go bankrupt because that is a client that's further down on the path. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's like my company is on the verge of bankruptcy. And so if somebody is, and they're still, they could perhaps be in my ideal client zone, depending on other characteristics, but I don't want to know how else to say it, but like aim that low. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not a judgment about the person, but it's like sometimes if they're too far down and everything's falling apart and they're just trying to make sure their kid is fed and the furniture is being tossed out into the alley, they're probably not going to be able to hear some of the things that we're talking about here. So I don't use those words bankrupt as much as I used to in talks anymore. So where are they along the path to find that ideal client? And so instead I say, you know, I changed the word stage, you know, she was worried she was going to lose her company. Can you hear that there's less edge there? So I've moved it up a little bit. So where are they on the path? And the language has to reflect that. How are you going to find that out? Talk to people, all the same stuff. You're going to listen. This person talks this way. This person talks that way. Where are they along the path? And one of the things to know about your ideal client too, very often, not always, probably even most of the time, not always, but almost all the time, often our ideal client is an earlier version of ourselves. Sometimes it's just ourself yesterday. We're one day ahead. Sometimes it's who we were 10 years ago. Maybe if I'm helping people who are recovering alcoholics, maybe I was one, for instance, right? I mean, that's not my path, but like it could be that with stories, disempowering stories. Have I had some disempowering stories? Are you kidding me? Of course I have. And I learned ways to work with that editor, that voice inside. Coming from academia, we have a lot of, you know, voices inside, right? That go, no, and Barb's biggest smile from Barb, you get it, right? Because of the culture there. So then I needed to learn, and I had students who were sometimes really discouraged at the university. So how do we work with that internal voice? And that inner story, right? So our clients are often an earlier version of you. So if you can think about yourself, how are you speaking at that time when you had that problem? How did you think? What would you have said? And that's where, when you have that journal to go back to, when I went back to my journal from when I was first teaching university in my 20s, I read it, I'm like, oh my goodness, I sound like my daughter. I thought I had the same voice. I didn't. I had a voice of a, you know, early 20-something. And so if you have journals from then, great. Like, how did you speak? How did you think about things? And talk to people and go back to that earlier version of you. Envision her, envision him, like in multiple dimensions. You know who that person was. If you were talking to that earlier self, what would you say? And what would that earlier self not listen to as well? Maybe you're in a better place now than that earlier self. Certainly you are if you're on a path. In some way, if you know you're in a better place than that earlier self, in at least one way, raise your hand. I want to make sure you're getting this, that you're hearing that. Okay. And there's things that you can hear that she or he can't hear. You might just say, don't worry, it's all going to be okay. And that earlier self is going to go like, yeah, fine for you to say. So that earlier self will teach you about what they will and will not hear. Fine for you to say. You don't understand you don't understand how effed up it is right now. I mean, like if that's a low down client, right? Like that's one who's really suffering. But maybe that's the language. Feeling like everything is effed up and you have no idea what to do, their language. three keys to getting, you know, and then whatever they say, three keys to finally getting out of there. Simple language, okay? So, earlier version of you. I want to train too. So we talked about where they are along the path. We talked about sometimes the ideal client being an earlier version of you. And then the gap. I want to talk to you about the gap, the pain. We talked about it briefly. I just want to, we did a much deeper dive in high ticket virtual retreat, but most people want to skip over that. But you got to know where your potential clients are hurting and where your clients are hurting. So you got to let them voice that, and you got to be able to listen to them. And that's why I've been listening all the way since networking. How can I serve you? What's going on? We usually jump over that because we don't want to make people hurt. We're not making them hurt. It's already inside them. We're finally giving them a chance to voice something they've been maybe afraid to voice about how it's actually going on when we really, really are listening. So I cannot emphasize that enough. To understand our ideal client, we need to understand what hurts them. Harry Potter is hugely motivated by the fact that Voldemort murdered his parents. To understand how Harry ticks, and maybe if we were trying to help him in that area, we need to understand that about him. And it influences every aspect of his life. So we need to know that ripple effect too. It's not just that, you know, he doesn't have parents now. How he talks to Harry and Hermione changes. Like those are his buddies, if you're not a Harry Potter fan, right? How he talks to them changes. How he sees their family and when he's invited over for dinners, like every aspect of his life is touched by that. So can we understand where else there's hurt happening, right? So that's how we understand our ideal client. One more piece I want to give you around this, that inside the party versus decorating the door. So inside the party might be like those three steps in my talk. We decorate the door with what's actually hurting them and a solution for it. We can't decorate the door until we know what's inside the party. Know what the real transformation is that you're offering. What's inside that, call that inside the party. What's the real thing they're going to learn? In my 2 minute, in my 4 minute talk, it's like stories are everywhere. People need to get that piece. Once they learn that, everything is going to shift. So what's actually inside the party, then you can start translating it. Okay. We talked about benefits and features. We talked about helpful phrases, you know, what made you decide to invest your time with me, all those kinds of things earlier on. So sales, ideal client, anything else that we've missed here? Nope, we talked about them all. All right, fantastic. So one thing that you've learned, I want to hear one aha. One thing about your ideal client that you know that you can do something with, it might be, oh, it's an earlier version of me. I can go back to those journals, or I can interview my earlier self. I could go, me, former me. It might be that, or it might be about actually talking to people. It might be another nuance about inside the party versus decorating the door. It might be, Michelle, go ahead.
For me, what really stuck out was the idea of like the language that you're using to attract them. Don't use language that is attracting people you're not really aligning with. That's something I do, is I think, oh, I want, gotta help everyone, but really actually people that are in a total disaster, maybe that's not what I want. Don't
and
be this, reached out like, oh, I can help you so much, right? So
this is connected to your question, right? And sometimes a playful way that I've said to myself and my team knows is we use this language internal to the company, because there's some part of me that's like that too. I just want to help everybody. But an entrepreneur who says I can help everybody, that's an entrepreneur who's early on in their journey. Any entrepreneur who's further along will know that that person is just beginning, right? And I used to say that, well, anybody could benefit from them. No, that's not true. I want to help that raging alcoholic who's throwing things at people. And, you know, for instance, we have a version of that. It's not everybody. And that person is going to hear different words than the person 10 years out who's training people at AA. They have a different language. They have different values. They have different things that matter to them. Different things will call them different language required. So if I'm getting the wrong people in front of me, it's all about the words and it's all about the stories. And that the language we use internally to the company is, how's how I put it, and I mean it with the most love, I used to want to rescue puppies. Do you know? Like, this one, I'm like, here's one, and this one's bleeding, and this is like just about dead, but I know this stuff really helps people. If you've got an aspect of you that's like that, raise your hand. Anybody? You really want to help them all? If we want to help everyone, no one can hear, or we end up getting exhausted by those that really can't hear, so we struggle and try, and we get stuck there. And then we're undercharging, and then we're in that loop too, right? The people who can hear us might need to be further along the path, and bless and release them. Somebody else does that work. And it's up to each individual to decide where along the journey you want to catch your person. You get to decide. You get to decide. Maybe I do want to help those people who are really, really in trouble because nobody else is helping them. That's okay. But you decide, and your language will reflect it. Thank you for that, Michelle. Okay. All right. Let me just take a look here. It's on my other page here. All right. I want to, and someone is not, check if you're muted. Oh, Mary Kay, it's you. If you could mute your line again, please. So, other places to use words and taking your influence to the next level. So here's what I want to wrap up with today. Other places to use words. So last time we talked about taking it online, and the basic principles are going to apply, slightly different genres. But when we're taking it online, we're going to take all that stuff that we learned right from networking and move it online. And we're going to speak much more naturally than most people do. Most people use marketing speak online. Those same kinds of words that we used right from networking, we're going to use, it's pillow talk. We're going to use right on online or sending email marketing or whatever it is, right? If you've got a free gift, same thing. It's a really great thing to have an opt-in page with a free gift. I have one for Story Freedom. Anatomy of an Empowering Story. You've probably all seen it. It's like, what's the pain for the person? What's the thing that they can gain? What are a few benefits and a really clear call to action? Click here, right? So I want to kind of demystify the online world. We need to really, really work over here and close in. And then the further away we go, we're going to take those principles with us and then just understand something of that genre. So for instance, I need to know if it's a Facebook ad, and I'm going to try to still find those ideal clients who are my ideal audiences I can put it in front of, for instance, right? Beyond the scope of this course to, you know, talk about all the intricacies of Facebook marketing. But but what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it as close to close in as I can. That's the principle that I want to add here. Going to make it as close to close in as I can. The ways I was talking to that one person, I'm going to use that as I make that Facebook ad or whatever it is, right? Or that marketing campaign. I was just helping a client yesterday with an email that she was sending out, and it was marketing speak, and it was, you know, about the money. It's like, well, how would you talk to your friend about that? Do that, put that in the email, right? So other places to use your word. I cannot not mention your team, your company vision. All these are places where we use words. And talking to your team, I want to emphasize the similarities right now because we don't have the time to go through the nuance of difference. I want you to be able to know how empowered you are to use words in these different arenas. Talking to your team is not necessarily that different than talking to a potential client, for instance. The difference is you're working on a project together, but where's their pain in that project? Maybe sometimes you're going to be like troubleshooting around pain in a project. You're going to take it from pain to hope. Like that's the trajectory of a story. Again, we don't talk too much about stories in this course, but always in a sales conversation, for instance, we want to bring somebody from pain to hope. Talked a little bit about that over the last couple calls. So with your team member too, they might come in and go, man, there's all this stuff to do and they're feeling overwhelmed. And, you know, I started a team meeting with a win. What's a win? Like shift the energy. We do it the same as in teaching here, right? What's one win? And then, okay, what are we aimed at? What are we focused on? And then how can we tackle the problems together to come to a solution? So it's not that different from a strategy session, say. How can we tackle these problems and come to the best next step? We had to get a survey out just today that will be going in the email out to one of you for the retreat next week, today or tomorrow. So as we're working through the details of that, because we're taking, we've got a draft, but we're revising it. It's like, how do we do this and how do we do this quickly? And how do we find the words to say it? And we create that out of finding a common vision, right? So with team, finding a common vision and helping them understand, I'm going to pull one thing out of speaking, understand what's the single domino, what's the deep belief that has to change for them to be even on that team. And on our team, for instance, is that this work makes a difference and we're engaged in actually transforming people's lives. And so we want to do everything we can to serve our clients and help take them to the next level. That's a deeply ingrained belief. And once we enter into that, then all the rest is detail. All right. So that's, you know, those are some of the places where we use our words. That's some of how we start translating it. I start thinking, what's the same? What can I carry on from this genre in this new genre? And what are the differences? And we start thinking like that. Okay, when I'm speaking from stage, okay, it's not two-way, but how can I make it as close to networking like two-way? Oh, I'll try to get the audience engaged. All right, so always think down the line to the closer in, move it closer in and think about how's this genre different? You know, if I'm a preacher speaking from the pulpit, I have a certain authority or if I'm a team lead, I have a certain authority that's different than if I'm just networking with somebody, for instance. So start thinking through the differences and similarities so you can start working out that all those different genres. And again, how we work in all those different areas and the stories that go on, we're going to go into further in story freedom for sure. Like how do the stories play into all this? All right. Taking your influence to the next level. We've talked right from the beginning of not having a combat stance, not being like, oh my goodness, somebody's going to persuade me of something, but instead that it's win-win-win all along, that in every interaction, that in every conversation, there's something that, you know, everybody can win at once. And that it starts not from how can I sell myself to somebody, but how can I listen deeply to that other human being so together we can find the solution to the thing. I mean, in a sense, every interaction has something of that to it. Like I just explained about team, for instance, right? In order to take our influence to the next level, I want to end this course on story. We start with words and end with story. And I said we would come around to this toward the end. And it circles right back around to not Anna Maria's, Michelle's question. Thank you for that beautiful question today. How can I understand? And again, it's starts and ends here because I sent you all to Anatomy of an Empowering Story to begin. How can I understand the stories that are going on inside me and the stories that I'm even telling about my company to myself and to the world in order to X? In your case, it was do that online thing. I'm like, do this first, right? How can I find out what stories are going on? And the places we can point to in this course to start finding that is often as I'm answering people's questions. Go back when you re-listen to this and listen to it with an ear for story, because all the way along, I'm helping and encouraging you with the stories, even though I don't market so much, because that's not the main focus of this course. I'm asking you about your story for Shavasana, for instance. Let me just give you that example so you've got at least somewhere to start with story. And we're going to wrap this up in just a few minutes, all right? So when I ask you, well, what do you love about Shavasana? You might have come in all different kinds of ways. I hate Shavasana. I don't want to do this. I don't have time. I'm not detecting any of that energy anymore, but you might well have come in with that energy. So it's a retraining in and around the story about Shavasana in order to do Shavasana. So all the way along, every time when you listen back, when I'm saying, what did you love about that? What did you love about that? I'm training in and around how to create empowering stories. So you could re-listen to this whole series with the ear to stories, and you will hear something. You will be able to learn something about story. All right. If you listen to what we do about remember how I decorate the door with speaking versus my what's going on inside. I had never taught it that way before. And people are going, actually, Michelle, that's not easy. That's complex. So then there was something going on. I was training about inner world story. The way I taught about that was, yeah, you're right. That's complex, but do you think you could do it? So all the way along, I'm giving you markers. You can go back and listen to all this and start hearing about story. You can do that work on your own by re-listening to that this course. Because if we don't know how to turn the words, we've got tons of tools from this course to make, like, we're miles ahead of everybody else out there who's going, can I, here's my card, when they're networking, or who's speaking and thinking really they're networking, or vice versa. Tons to take it and run with it, absolutely. And then to take it to the next level, we want to really understand how the stories are working. So you can go through this all again and listen for the stories all along and go reread anatomy. Or again, my huge encouragement to you, it's my gift to you. It costs me money for you to come, right? It costs money because there's team and there's time and there's the venue and there's all those things. We just asked for a $97 no-show deposit because I want to know that you're coming, because I start to prepare and the team starts to prepare and plan for you. The last time we were was last night for a couple of hours. We're already building so much for you. It doesn't, you know, you just got to get there and find a place to stay. And just 3 days of deep dive training. We've been 7 weeks here together, just virtually. There's something so magical about coming together live. And there we have 3 day deep dive training on the stories. So again, my encouragement to you is to check your calendar. If you're making offers and not receiving great offers, just notice that imbalance. If it's like, you know, I can't receive any offers because I'm, you know, right? And this is like, I'm, you know, this is a really good offer because it doesn't cost anything other than getting there and showing up. And so, but I just love and adore you guys. It's been so fun to be here with you. Karen's a very, very dear friend of mine. She has transformed my life in ways I can't even tell you. One of the things she did, it was, I mentioned my nan who died several years ago. I think I might've mentioned this series too, but it was, his birthday was just a few weeks later. It would have been his next birthday. And Karen was the one, I went horseback riding with my daughter and her dear friend. I love horses, but it's not my area of expertise. And Karen was the one who walked me through that and how to do that. So I could take all that sorrow and just release it to the earth and release it to the horse and actually find alignment, find my space, find it. So this is my gift in honor of her to you. She's changed my life in so many ways. Those who are in the year long goes without saying, I love and adore you. We do the crazy, wonderful high ticket virtual retreat last weekend. We're in the midst of it. That game is still continuing. So many openings for that. And I just, I love and adore you. And I always love to over deliver. So it's my gift to all of you. I hope that you will, and I hope that you will receive it. All it takes is to go into story freedom and click, and then we get to continue our journey together. So do it while you're still remembering. I suggest that you do it today. I start thinking about you right away. Our last team meeting was for 2 hours last night, like I say. Have a fantastic, fantastic day, everybody, and continue the journey with each other. Lean in with each other. Go back to these materials and go and play with it on the court, because that's where it happens. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Those who are in the year long, I will see you Tuesday. I will see you just in a couple days. Those in Karen's community, it's been so delightful working with you. I hope and trust we'll get to work again together soon. Don't forget to go and see Beth, because she's going to help you consolidate all that's happened and help you find that next step. And then we can chat where I'll help you find the next step from here. So, and even how to make the most best use of story freedom if you're coming. So have a great day. Oh my goodness. I just realized I almost forgot. One aha, one inspired action. If you need to go right now, we're already at 5 after. Thank you so much for being here. You can catch the rest in the recording. I will stay here for the next 5 or 10 minutes to wrap up this call with whoever's left. One aha and one inspired action. It's my favorite part of the call if you're able to stay, because the most important part might be what somebody else heard but you missed, or you didn't hear it the way they heard it, and it will give you your biggest action. It could be for the whole course. I learned so much from you guys. You are amazing. So let's wrap it up. One aha, one inspired action to wrap up this whole series. Barb, you're up in my left-hand corner. We'll hear from whoever is able to stay for these next few minutes.
Well, my aha is that the ideal client will find me, and if people object to my prices or whatever, they aren't the right client.
Yes, and it's a clue. It's time to raise your prices. If they're objecting, I really mean that. I've taught this in other many times, and people have done it, and it's changed everything. People are objecting about your prices. It's time to raise them. Thank you for that, Barb. And you're
well. Part of it, I guess, is that I object to my crisis, so I got.
And that's a whole other. That's a whole other story, and we dive into that at Story Freedom, right? And then your inspired action, Barb.
Booking with Beth and Marie.
Yeah, and for you, it'll be with Marie, and for those in Kieran's community, it's with Beth. So me, and thank you for clarifying that. So meetingwithmarie.com for you, and for Anne, for instance, it's going to be meetingwithbeth.com. Okay, Barb, thank you so much. Beautiful, Mary Kay, you're up.
My aha is that sometimes I, in giving so much, I somehow don't tell people enough of what I am able to give or what is available to them.
Right. So we have to have clear ways, and we'll talk more about this through this whole high ticket virtual retreat series, but what is it that they've got and what do they still have left? You saw me doing that very thing today. Listen, I did everything I could, and I really, truly, I'm teaching as much as I can, and there's still this leftover. We can't get to all of that in 7 weeks. I can't teach everything that I've learned over 25 years, and here's one of the chunks that's still remaining. We talked about words. We haven't even talked about stories, barely. So when you can place it like that, it's like, oh, here's what I've given, but here's what is still remaining. Thank you for underlining that, Mary Kay. Beautiful. Yes.
I need to know about that.
Yes.
And my inspired action is to talk to the people for the next conference talk to them about speaking again.
Yes. Right. I have more in my card. That is world changing. It's like, oh, I get to rinse and repeat. And then there's even more. Love it, Mary Kay. Yes. Beautiful. I love this part. Thank you for those who are able to stay. Hi to those who are listening in the recording. Glad you came to listen to this. This is gold. Lindsay, you're up.
My aha was in the moment when we were discussing if we try to help everyone and then they just deplete our energy and then we're not able to help others. And my little critic was going, okay, but I can't leave those people behind. And then you said, someone else does that work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not leaving them behind. I'm actually saying this person can better serve you than I can. And
exactly.
That was a huge shift because I really had a problem saying no before or turning down anyone. And
this is company changing. We covered so much today. I covered that very quickly. You heard it. You picked it up. You underlined why it matters so much. Company changing. Thank you. Your inspired action.
And my inspired action is to finally put an outline for the book I've been wanting to write for 20 years now.
Oh, so beautiful.
I got to find that step. And if I was struggling to write it, but I can do an outline, then let's start there. So that's
fantastic. And that's a whole genre we haven't talked about, writing a book, but all the same principles that we've been talking about here are going to apply. I need to understand that genre. So I'm going to find out what's usually in it. How long is that book usually going to be? And maybe mine is going to be different. And actually enacting the thing that you've been wanting to do for what, do you say 20 years? Fantastic, oh, yeah. Lindsay. Love this. Beautiful. And you're up.
The ideal client, but my aha was when we were talking, you were talking about the ideal client and maybe they were like myself at that back then. And I work with lots of children and sometimes I will ask them, is your pony frustrating? And they don't want to give me their true answer. So that's something that I really took from that. These are children. So an adult might give you a true answer and a child might not sometimes or vice versa. So my action on that would be, and I'm going out to the barn again in a half hour, will be to get this little girl that's having trouble with her pony to really open up to me because she wants to say, no, everything's fine. And it's really not, I don't think.
Brilliant. Love it. And as you go back to when you were then, right? Because it's probably an earlier version of you.
Yeah,
you can remember when some adult said, tell me this stuff. And you go like, I'm not going to talk to that one. Remembering that person. Fantastic. And also love that. Also, you let me do another nuanced thing about ideal client. I want to tell you, by the way, they are not your clients. Their parents are probably paying. It's the parents. In case for you, you might have already known that. Others might not have known that. The ideal client profile that I need is the parents.
Yes.
What are their desires? Because they're the ones who are going to pay. And then I also have to understand the kid. But, you know, these beautiful kids, right? But they're the clients. And these kids that you are working with, to have them open up in this way, fantastic. Love that, Anne. And thank you for allowing me to add that news, because sometimes we don't even know who the ideal client is. We're totally missing the mark. It's not the kid, it's the adult. And you already knew that. Some may not have. Thank you. Love that, Anne. Dottie, you're up.
I loved, Steve started it with having a test. And then I loved what someone just said. I think it was Lindsay, about we can't take people that drain our energy. We won't be there for others.
Mm-hmm.
You said to get how people apply with you, which teaching do we go to?
How people apply. Oh my goodness. I forgot one more resource, by the way. Check the resource that's attached to today's call, because there's a resource is what I hand out at talks, and you might want to model it. How they apply is my strategy session survey. And that's at michellegunderson.com/strategy session. And and for those who are talking to Beth, and then you want to come talk to me, I'll have you fill that survey, because that's going to help me to help you. So that's how I can tell both who I most can serve and how. And it's very specifically designed. So you're going to want to, those who haven't already done a strategy session with me, you're going to want to fill that out just to see even how it's constructed and how it works from that side as you're filling it in, right? So Dottie, thank you. That's great. All right, we're going to move on to, love that, beautiful. And thank you for Steve's question. It's a beautiful question. Thank you for pointing that out. Sergio, you're up.
Not as many ahas.
Did you say not as many ahas or many
there
ahas?
There are many ahas.
There are many, okay, good. If you said not as many, I'm like, oh my goodness, right? I must have not found the words. Thanks, Sergio.
So when you give somebody a session, at the end of it, to find out their ahas and what they're going to commit to doing.
Yes. Thank you. I said it once very briefly. It's huge. We do it every single time. Yeah. And then you find out what people are learning. It's about audience. It's about all kinds of things.
Gonna,
yes, Sergio, beautiful.
And I'm going to increase my price.
Thank you. Thank you. Really good. And I can hear you owning it. Love that. Yes. Michelle, you're up.
My aha is more of a, like a whole bunch of pieces kind of falling into place, like a reconfirming of a bunch of things, I guess.
In good.
Review and reflection.
Yeah. Love that. I love that. Beautiful.
And then my action is, well, I have a call with Beth right after this. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is to sign for the event.
Fantastic. That is so great, Michelle. And I love that you said pieces falling into place. We went quickly today, but I really wanted to find a way to pull together best we could in the short time we have where we've been. And if those pieces are starting to fall into place for you, that's so great. And enjoy the conversation with Beth. She is freaking awesome. And behind that, I'm looking forward to a conversation with you as well. And can't wait to see you at Story Freedom. That's really, really great, Michelle. Awesome. Anna Maria, you're up.
So first of all, thank you very much, Dr. Michelle, because this has been such an empowering time of growth for me. And I know there's a lot more to come. I have to say that I'm a little bit very sorry about the confusion with the question, with my name on Michelle's question. And I couldn't react because I was a little bit confused about it. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. No reason you should be sorry. And there's a story going on around that. Just a bit. So glad you're coming to Story Freedom, too, right? There's a story in there. My bad, not yours. And it all, to me, it was just, you know, fun and instructive in the end, and no harm was done. So just notice it. Don't worry. We'll get there at Story Freedom. Like, all good.
And I'm
laughing with you. It's like you were, you know, so heart-centered in that. I can hear that, right? So I love that. And then so you're a high, you're inspired action. And thank you for your, you know, thank you for your kind words. We're all in this together, you know? We're all in this together.
Yes. And really that I know that people are hurting somewhere, and I think that I can work on understand what their pain is. if I pause and pay attention to that. And my
pain, pause, pay attention. Fantastic. Oh, three P's. I love that. Pain, pause, pay attention. Anna Maria, that was brilliant.
I would definitely review all my classes so I consolidate all the information. Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. Have a wonderful day, everybody. I look forward to seeing you again really soon if you're in the year long, and hopefully we'll have that conversation too soon if you're in Karen's community, and looking forward to seeing you all at Story Freedom. Have a great, great day, everybody. Thank you for your amazing work here. Bye-bye.